met.
Well, what do Roberta's folks do? There's still a lot, I guess.
Yeah, Roberta's daddy works at Fisher's Buick Company. You know, that's all he does. And the woman doesn't work. She used to be a cook over there on the campus.
Let me ask you this, Bobby. If you're describing community Fayetteville to someone who'd never been here, what do you think would be the most important things that you need to say to give a person a real picture of Fayetteville?
I would describe the city of Fayetteville like this. This is J.W. Fulbright's hometown. This is where the Institute of Higher Learning is for all Arkansasians. This is where the biggest flow of monies is in the state as far as the federal government is concerned, you know. Right. You have a big transit, a lot of transit and stuff. When the university closes down during the summer, the town more or less dies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can get anything that you want to get in this town. It's just like New York, only it's on a small scale. My versions of New York, you know, it's the same thing because you have the same makeup of people, you know, the same, all of that. All of that. That's how I would describe Fayetteville.
I want to ask you another thing, just your observation of it. Do you think that within a sense of the university and white community, that what has happened on Dixon Street in the last, say, 20 years has mirrored what's changed in the town itself? Is that fair, you think?
What are you saying?
I mean, would you say, looking at how Dixon Street has changed over the last 20 years, if that mirrors some changes in the community itself, would that be an adequate mirror of some things? See what I mean?
No, okay, in relationship to the Dixon Street change and the community change is, well, you know, you had a hippie era there,
mm-hmm.
You know, well, the what you got now is, you know, you have the bar thing and the dope thing, you know, that goes on down in there now.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the dope thing in the hipper area was not as apparent as that, and if it was a dope thing, it wasn't nothing but, you know, the weed thing and maybe a few psychedelics or something like that. It wasn't the heavy concentration of dope, of cocaine and smack and, you know, downers and what have you, you know. And that's what is happening now, you know, and that's being controlled by the predominant folks in this town, you know, to a big degree. And nothing, see, that they have still overlooked, you know, the community.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with all the research and knowledge and things that's available over here to the university, see, not one program has been directed through that university down here where it is badly needed. Dr. Morgan got a $40,000 grant and he took it to Camden, Arkansas, because he didn't want the niggas, they don't want the niggas here to become educated or be hip or whatever what it might be. You know, they don't want to do that. I can't understand why the university does not take a hold or contribute more to this community than what they do. The only type of contributing that they have done was through a little Human Relations Council, and that was sort of kept at a potluck, come and tell us your problems type of deal,
mm-hmm.
You know, which still didn't get down to the nitty gritty is to keep folks alive as to, you know, the better jobs and the type of education and the type of prejudices and things that the kids